WTOP News Time 5:22.
A warning today from President Obama to congressional Republicans that they should not hold the nation's economy hostage in their effort to achieve spending cuts. The president says lawmakers need to quickly raise the debt limit. He says he'd be glad to talk about further deficit reductions, but they can't be linked to an increase in the debt ceiling, as some Republicans want.
Joining us now, Ben White, chief economic correspondent for Politico. Good to have you back, Ben.
Thanks for having me.
So the gauntlet is thrown down. What happens now?
The gauntlet is thrown down by the president, although he didn't say anything that we didn't already know, which is that he has no intention of negotiating with Republicans on the debt ceiling. The question is whether he'll have any choice. Republicans, particularly in the House, are still trying to figure out just as hard they'll push on the debt limit issue. There's going to be a retreat among House Republicans later this week to come up with a strategy. Do they really demand dollar-for-dollar spending cuts for raising the debt ceiling? If so, they'd want $1 trillion to $2 trillion in cuts in return for a debt ceiling increase of the same amount. President Obama would never accept that, said it would cut into Medicare, Social Security, other programs. So the question is, how hard do House Republicans push us to the edge of default on the debt in order to win spending cuts from the president? And we just don't know the answer to that question yet.
How does it break down in Congress, Ben? I mean, ultra-conservatives who might not play, are they going to have enough weight to kind of bury the whole thing?
Yeah, that's a very good question, and I don't think even the House leadership knows the answer to that, hence the retreat they're going on. They'll make some presentations to members saying this is what could happen in the markets and the economy if we don't lift the debt ceiling. Does that sway enough of the very conservative members to say, okay, we'll fight over the sequester or we'll fight over a government shutdown, but let's go ahead and raise the debt limit and not risk this? So we'll have to figure that out if they have this set of meetings. But Republicans, particularly in the House, feel really smarting after the fiscal cliff fight. They didn't get the spending cuts they wanted. They're determined to get them the next time around, and they think this is their best leverage to do it. So the question is, how hard do they push on that, and do they sort of punt on the debt ceiling and move on to the government shutdown, which would be damaging as well, but not as damaging as a debt limit failure.
Let's talk about when this might get done. I mean, Americans are just so tired of this last minute getting right up to the deadline sort of thing. Are we going to see this once again?
It seems very likely that we will. We basically have a month. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner today sent a letter to Congress saying that Treasury can make emergency moves until mid-February to the end of February to forestall a debt limit failure, a default on our debt. So we've got maybe a month, maybe a little bit more. And it's hard to see Congress and the White House coming to an agreement on the debt ceiling before then. These things, for whatever reason, seem to have to go down to the last minute until you get some emergency agreement. I think we probably get one again, but the American people are going to be frustrated. They're going to be upset. They're going to see maybe the market sell off. They're going to see a lot of stuff they don't like before it gets done. And each side says they don't want to do it this way, but their fundamental differences on spending are so great that that's the only way it gets done. And probably what we wind up having again, frustrating, but it's how business gets done in Washington right now.
And it means we'll talk about it again, Ben.
Indeed. I look forward to that. Nothing I like more.